Welcome to today's edition of the AII, watching stock news, deal tracker, and advancements in artificial intelligence.
Thanks for joining us on the show. Today, our interview is with Hunter Scarf with Allset Capital Inc. Allset trades on the TSX Venture under the symbol KSUM. Allset Capital Inc. is an investment issuer that is focused on investment in diversified industries such as technology, healthcare, industrial, and special situations. The company is led by an experienced entrepreneurial group of executives having a diverse industry and capital markets background. Allset Capital Inc.'s investment portfolio compromises 49% ownership of Cedar Cross International Technologies, Inc., and 49% ownership of Vertex AI Ventures. To learn more about Allset, you can go to allsetai.com. For disclosure purposes, this podcast may contain forward-looking statements, and Allset Capital is a paid-for client on investor ideas. Investors are reminded to do their own due diligence and read all disclaimers and disclosures on Investor Ideas' website and at the end of the show. Hunter, great to have you on the show. For investors new to the story, can you go over what Allset Capital is doing? You're fairly new out there for investors, so how long have you been in business? And tell us about what's going on in the AI sector.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me. So Allset Capital is a public company. It's an investment issuer, meaning that the company focuses on finding investments that hopefully are very accretive for the company's shareholders. And management has recently been really excited about the opportunities that they're seeing in the artificial intelligence space, and have really invested a lot of time in finding companies that they think are working on things that are exciting in the space. Obviously, there's a lot of news and a lot of momentum at a macro level in that space. And, you know, Allset has closed a private placement for $6 million in March and now has real capital to go out and find exciting investment opportunities. And we've made a few of those, first of which was actually in the summer of 2023, a company called Cedar Cross International Technologies, which is 100% focused on pure play AI infrastructure, meaning that they own and operate the world's most advanced NVIDIA GPUs. GPUs are used to design large language models and different sort of softwares in artificial intelligence. If you've ever used ChatGPT or Bard or Grok, all of these models are designed on servers, on GPUs like these. And so they are in the business of owning, operating, and leasing that computer space out to companies that need it, that are focused in the AI space. And then we've also made follow-on investment into that company by providing a secured loan to the company. And it's quite similar in structure to other transactions that have happened in the space where it's secured against the GPUs in those H100 servers. A company called CoreWeave in the U.S., which is one of the larger private leasing businesses for AI computing hardware, had a similar transaction. And so, you know, very excited for the Allset shareholders to get access to sort of exposure to investments like this. We hope that Allset's management finds other exciting opportunities like this. And the nice thing about being an investment issuer is that you can explore any and all opportunity, and you have a lot of flexibility around structure to make sure that every transaction that's chosen is hopefully very accretive for Allset shareholders.
Speaking of some of what you just talked about, NVIDIA is a pretty good company to keep. That's obviously a stock that's done very well and definitely on the radar for a lot of people. Can you just talk to investors that maybe aren't as well-versed in the microchip and AI space, what's going on a global macro scale and why that's so important? And I mean, obviously, I think everyone knows why NVIDIA is exciting, but just how that ties into Allset.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about this subject for hours because it's very complicated and subtle. You know, it involves sort of it has an international supply chain consequence because a lot of these GPUs are designed in Taiwan by NVIDIA, and they're also, a lot of them are manufactured in Taiwan as well. And then the final server manufactured in North America or closer to its final customers by different companies like Supermicro. And so really the reason why these GPUs have become, the demand for them has exploded is that NVIDIA has created something that is very, very hard to replicate. And you might have heard the news not too long ago that Sam Altman was looking, seeking funding for up to $7 trillion to try and replicate what NVIDIA has built with their GPUs. And so there's a massive moat around the design and structure and manufacturing of these GPUs, but it's also delicate in many ways because of the dynamics between the US and China. And it's really why the Taiwanese manufacturing of these GPUs has become sort of a center focus in the geopolitical landscape, just because they're so critical to the proliferation of AI. And it's a very interesting jurisdiction to have such a critical piece of the supply chain designed in. And, you know, that's why it impacts a lot of different businesses. It impacts a lot of different technology innovations. And, you know, there's tons of capital, billions and billions of dollars being invested into building AI products by Fortune 500 companies. And part of building AI products is you need access to the hardware. It's critical. And so that's why the demand has gone up for these machines so sharply. The supply dynamics being that they're specialized products designed in an international jurisdiction also limits the supply of these GPUs. And so you're in this vortex really of extremely high demand, limited supply, and you know, who knows how long that lasts, but the moment they're in right now creates a very unique dynamic for companies like Cedar Cross that Alset has invested into to be, you know, a real competitor in providing this compute if you have the relationships to get access to them.
So speaking of good company, you also just had a recent announcement with EarthMade as well. Can you talk to us about that and why that's such an exciting partnership to add on as well in this space?
Yeah, so EarthMade is a really critical piece of Cedar Cross's ability to get access to GPUs. So EarthMade is a verified distributor of a company called Supermicro. And this is a company that some of your listeners might have heard of. After sort of NVIDIA had their massive success in the stock market, Supermicro quickly after, really primarily in Q1 of this year, really had a huge explosion in value. And the reason for that is that people realized, in my view, that Supermicro, which it is, one of the largest manufacturers of the end H100 server. And within each H100 server, there's 8 GPUs that are designed by NVIDIA. And so I think people really realize that Supermicro is a critical piece of that supply chain because they manufacture or assemble the final H100 server. And so having an arrangement with a company like EarthMade really allows Cedar Cross to have access to the hardware that they need to build a infrastructure business and gets their hands on the most advanced H100s as soon as possible.
So when Alset works with companies, I'm assuming you're not working with like a Google and getting them like H100s, but you're working with some smaller cap mid-tier, I'm assuming, to get them this equipment versus the big guys that probably have enough money in their pocket?
Listen, the supply of GPUs that is out there, although it's limited, is going to companies like Google and Microsoft and Meta. Okay, they've got billions of dollars of capital to put to work to buy these machines and do all the other things that they're doing. What happens is that with all that compute being soaked up by the bigger players, they're typically in the business of being a large leaser of this equipment. They are in that business, but in fact, a lot of the resources that they're putting together to buy these machines is actually being put towards building their own products internally. Google's designing their own AI. Microsoft's designing their own AI. OpenAI, Meta. These companies are in the business of competing against each other in building massive AI products. And what happens is, all that supply being soaked up by those companies that I mentioned leaves really only crumbs for the balance of earlier stage ventures, anywhere from seed to growth stage and public companies, Fortune 500 companies that are looking to be in the AI space. It leaves them with a limited supply to get access to. And so where, you know, traditionally a company would be looking to lease, say, data storage compute from AWS or Azure, they're not necessarily finding attractive pricing and those options from those companies right now. And so Cedar Cross is playing and focusing in that earlier stage business where there's a huge demand for this compute and there's a limited access for them to actually be able to lease from. And the one thing that I'll say too is that, you know, if you're a company that just raised $10 million, let's say you're a very successful early stage technology company, you don't want to go and spend $4 million, $5 million on buying AI hardware. Okay. You don't want to use half of that round that you just raised on buying hardware. And so having an option to lease and really rent that compute from another company gives them the flexibility to go and raise more money and not have such a big capital allocation towards the hardware.
Feels like you're kind of the Robin Hood for H100s, except for you're making money as well.
You know, the funny thing, one of the things that is different is that Cedar Cross signs long-term contracts with their customers. And, you know, Cedar Cross is a revenue-generating, gross margin-generating business when it signs, if it signs these leasing contracts. But the other thing is that our customers take big, big orders, okay? Cedar Cross is signing, hopefully, multi-million dollar contracts that last multiple years. That's the perfect world for Cedar Cross. There's lots of businesses out there that are putting compute on a marketplace where you can rent it for an hour or a month or really anywhere in between. But the challenge is that that doesn't give you the long-term access to steady supply of compute. And so that's the niche that we want to fill, is signing long-term contracts with customers that need compute for longer periods of time.
And you recently also just announced that Cedar Cross signed a $4 million AI computing leasing agreement. So can you just tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, so that was Cedar Cross's first execution of a major leasing contract, which is really exciting. So they purchased 10 H100s for total consideration of approximately $3.2 million US dollars. And the contract that was announced this week is a $4 million US 2-year deal. And so we're really excited about that because it's a revenue generating contract. We believe the margins are going to be quite strong on that. And it just demonstrates that there's demand for this type of compute. And hopefully Cedar Cross is able to replicate that business over and over again over the next, you know, months and years.
I really like the fact that your story is easy to digest for an investor that wants to get into the AI space, but maybe isn't so technical that they understand the evolution of AI, how it keeps changing almost on a daily basis now. To understand that it's just like the hardware, I think really makes sense for an investor that wants to get into the space, but, you know, doesn't want to make a bet necessarily on which technology you need to know is going to win the AI race.
Yeah, this happens a lot with, my view is that this happens a lot with latent technology sectors. Investors get sort of inundated with maybe hundreds of different companies. And there's a lot of great AI companies out there. Some are working on financial services. Some are working on healthcare. Some are working on heavy industry. There's tons of different applications and there's lots of different businesses that are working on those potential applications. And it often becomes simpler to find a company that provides the picks and shovels or the infrastructure business that underpins that whole opportunity, where you say, hey, I don't know whether the healthcare business or the financial services business is going to do better or worse than the other, but I do know that hardware in AI is a critical infrastructure element to the proliferation of the technology. And so when you're buying a piece of Allset, obviously it owns 50% of the Cedar Cross business, you are buying a piece of that infrastructure business that underpins AI.
So can we talk a little bit about Allset and your team, who you have in place, why you guys felt you wanted to jump into the AI space?
Yeah, I mean, again, Allset really looks for the best investments for its shareholders. And so the team is sort of a balance of investment-focused individuals, meaning that they have either corporate finance or public company backgrounds, and they understand how to look at companies and allocate capital. And then there's people on the team that are more focused on specific sectors. So there's people that, for example, have much more experience in the AI data center, really the data center business and the AI infrastructure business. And those people are obviously leading the choices that are made around AI investment decisions. And then there's obviously the element of actually deciding whether investment is attractive from a structure perspective. And that's where kind of the whole management and director team comes together to make those decisions.
So I know you talked a little bit about in the beginning your $6 million base. Can we just talk about your market cap and where the company is at, how many shares that are at current, and are you planning to add a U.S. listing on as well?
Yeah, so the company trades at around a $30 to $35 million market cap approximately right now. And you are correct. The company hopes to have a U.S. listing quite soon here. Nothing for certain right now, but we hope to have it very soon.
I know we don't have a crystal ball here, but what have you seen as some of your challenges so far in your first year in the microchip AI space? And then what are some of the things that you are looking forward to most for 2024? Obviously, we've seen NVIDIA and a lot of the AI stocks have a really exciting start to the year. Do you think we're going to see more coming towards the election and like some of the geopolitical tensions as they're, you know, don't think they're easing anytime soon? Just kind of give us some of your speculations for the year for AI and the microchip story.
Well, as you mentioned, I am certainly not an investment professional, and so definitely don't take my word for it. But, you know, it does get very interesting coming into a summer that's leading up to, you know, we're in an election year. Typically, that leads to volatility, in my view. And so, you know, you can get lucky on the upside, and you can also get unlucky on the downside. But, you know, to me, I think that really how I look at the AI space, in my view, is that we're in the first inning of what is going to be a very exciting long-term trend in technology. And so this company, Allset, you know, takes a long-term view on the sector and believes that there's going to be tons of exciting developments and opportunities in the space. And so, you know, it's tough for me to say where I think the market's going. I'm certainly not an expert, but I do think that if you are, like me, excited about what's going to be coming in the AI space, we hope that Allset is positioned properly to get exposure, give investors exposure to that blossoming industry.
H100, is there, I don't know if you even have the answer to this, but is there anything else that could be used instead of the H100s? Like, how big is the gap for the supply-demand right now that if someone wanted to, you know, try to change or move to that level, is there even anything close in the space, or is it just H100s, that's it?
It's not really just the H100, it's NVIDIA's GPUs. And so right now, the H100 is the most advanced hardware. There's an H200 as well, but it's really, it's not really that much faster than the H100. But NVIDIA is going to continue to iterate their technology. And so I was actually personally at the NVIDIA GTC conference earlier this year, where Jensen, the CEO of NVIDIA, unveiled the B100. And the B100 Blackwell GPU is the next iteration of that technology. And that will be rolling out in the future, and it will be more advanced. And so there's going to be continuing iterations of this hardware that, you know, are going to lead to more discoveries, hopefully, in the AI space, which is great news. And I think Cedar Cross's perspective on that is that they want to find, or rather, they want to access the most advanced hardware of the time. And right now, that's the H100 and H200. And certainly in the future, there's going to be the B100, and there'll be iterations after that as well. So long as we, you know, hopefully with our exposure to Cedar Cross, get access to the most advanced hardware, we'll be in good shape.
Oh, I love that. That's very exciting. So where can investors reach out and connect with you? Obviously, Allset Capital's website, but are you going to be any roadshows or conferences that they can find you at as well?
Well, of course. We're, you know, any of the major technology conferences that are based in Canada and hopefully in the U.S. as well, we will try to have a presence. So feel free to come up to the booth if you do see us or a team member there. In terms of online, you can find us on Twitter, I should say X now. Our username is at AllSetAI, A-L-S-E-T-A-I. And then our website, www.allsetai.com. You're going to get the most up-to-date information from those two sources. You know, our email address is ir@allsetai.com. And so if you ever want to reach out and have any direct questions, the team would be happy to answer them for you.
Well, thank you so much, Hunter. It's great to see a Canadian company taking charge in the space, and we're excited to hear more down the road.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be sharing more updates, and again, happy to answer any questions that your listeners may have, and hopefully you'll invite me back soon.
And that's it for today's AII. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact investorideas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss of investment. To hear more investorideas.com podcasts, please visit investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available.